You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99. This is the news you missed. From the FM 99 studios in Chesapeake, here's Rick Rumble.
And the news you missed is brought to you by...
Brought to you by Papa Joe's Smoke Shop. Been hearing a lot about CBD lately? Stop by any of the four Hampton Roads Papa Joe's locations and learn more. PapaJoesVB.com. Everybody smokes happy.
All right. Thank you very much, young man. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was arrested yesterday at the Ecuadorian embassy in London on a bail violation from a 2010 English court action. Julian Assange famously published classified U.S. documents stolen by then-Army Private Bradley Manning. More recently, Assange has lost some standing in the world community by publishing lesser secrets. Lesser secrets that included the Colonel's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices, a spoiler for week number 3 of Dancing with the Stars, and the fact that Miley Cyrus is also Hannah Montana.
Oh my God!
Yes!
Kind of fell from grace on that. Actress Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty this week to charges stemming from paying somebody to correct her daughter's answers on the SAT. And in what some are seeing as ironic, by having a lawyer, she is also technically paying someone to give her the right answers in court.
Yeah, that's true.
The question comes to mind, do these people do anything for themselves? Anything. Scientists announced this week the first ever picture of a black hole in outer space. The photo was actually a selfie taken by an unlucky star making duck face as it was being sucked past the event horizon into a crushing pocket of unlimited density, which got over 100 likes on Instagram. By the way, astronomers say a close examination of the black hole photo shows an infinite number of missing socks.
Well, they all are.
Thank God.
In China, scientists there put a human gene into some monkeys to make them smarter. Unfortunately, the monkeys then started playing Fortnite and refused to finish the experiment. And finally this morning, the world is mourning the passing of Dan Robbins. Dan Robbins was the creator of Paint by Numbers. He died at the age of 93. 93, which is kind of an ashy gray color, according to the... Robbins' family says following a service on Saturday, he'll be hung on a wall in the family's home for everyone to enjoy. So, got that one. Every week, stories of all kinds make up the news, and so do I. For the news you missed here on FM 99, I remain Rick Rumble.